Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Journey into the Light. I am your host, Michael Long, and we're glad that you are here. We're going to be taking your phone calls for psychic readings now, so call on in as my producer and an amazing psychic medium, Bonnie, is here, and she's going to be taking your phone calls. That's right, your chance to connect with Bonnie here on the radio show. She helps me on every show, and she's truly gifted, has a heart of gold, and I really mean that. I don't just say that. And her connections with spirit and also with Bonnie is what I would say a psychic medium and a life coach combined together. And to me, after doing this show almost 10 years now, almost 5,000 shows, that is the ultimate. If you can speak to someone, because when you call in with a problem, you need more than just a reading or a prediction. How do I know that? Like I said, I've done 5,000 shows. I've seen it. I've talked to people after the reading the next day. And if there's not the life coaching with it to help you, it's like me telling you that, yeah, you're going to get a job tomorrow, or you're going to find that handsome husband of yours. He's going to come knocking at your door tomorrow. I mean, it might make you happy right this minute if I told you that. But tomorrow, or, you know, some people love to put out dates out there about, oh, it's going to come in 2 months, you know, 2 months come, you know, no Prince Charming. Well, but, you know, so, you know, that's, if you hear stuff like that, time is impossible. I've interviewed the very top remote viewers that worked for the government, on spying on other countries, and they were very successful. And they said, look, Mike, time is elusive. You cannot zero in on time. And I've asked that question over and over on the top remote viewers for the government. And, yeah, so there you go there. So call on in. Speak to Bonnie, 347-884-8245. Trish Sparrow coming up here at the top of the hour. And then in 90 minutes, I am going to be doing a very important show that I hope everybody who calls this show, who listens to this show, will be here for, okay? Because this show is more than just a reading show, and I hope you love it for what the show stands for. Not, because again, this is not a crystal ball show. If it ever turned out to be one, I would close the show and I would end it and walk away. I really would. This show is about what? Helping people. That's why I do it. So I hope everybody tunes in 90 minutes to hear me, what I have to say. Please tune in 90 minutes. Okay? All right. Till then, let's join in with Bonnie and your calls. So once you called in, press the 1 on your phone, okay? 347-884-8245. Let's join in now with Bonnie. Welcome, Bonnie. How you doing?
Hey, Michael. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I really appreciate that.
Well, I mean it, so it's easy to do. So you're a sweetheart. So you have a heart of gold, so for people. So that's everything in my book.
I appreciate it. You know, it's very, very kind of you to say that to me. I really do love that about you, and I really do appreciate it.
Well, those are my thoughts, and I know you help me a lot in shows. And so I know sometimes we have to, like, work fast. I got to send you quick messages of what I need for help, and I sometimes can't be as talkative or, you know. But anyway, now I just wanted you to know my thoughts of you, so how much I appreciate you. So.
Well, thank you. And I understand the press for time issue when we're back and forth behind the scenes that nobody knows about that. But, you know, it's how it works. It's how this works. So you just, it's okay. I understand.
It's people love the show. It's done very professionally. But on top of that, it's from the heart, and people love that we're authentic, you know. We tell people about ourselves. I know I do. And people like that. They feel connected, and I want them to. And I, because this is a family. This is a family more than anything.
And we do all have our stories. You know, that's what makes us human, and that is what connects us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The thing that connects us is, you know, we all suffer the same pains and the same great loves and the same disasters. I mean, that's what makes us connected.
Exactly. If someone would come on, and I've heard people at host shows, and they're just really plastic. I mean, they're just so scripted, and you don't know a thing about it. So it's impossible to connect with them. You know, it's So, and I know when I tell my stories of what happened to me, my parents and things like that, that you know about, that I always will get people that will say, thanks for telling me about that, Michael, because that happened to me, and I'm glad there's someone else out there who understands, you know,
yes,
what we went through and stuff like that.
And you get very serious issues on this show. You get very serious issues with people who've lost children and all kinds of, you know, things that happen in life. And it's nice that they have a place to call. And it's nice that all of us try to do our very best to help people who are in those predicaments and need to share that.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be a very tough show to do as hosts because you live other people's lives out there, you know, like, you know, the family who lost their son, you know, in the boating
yes.
accident. And then they got a reading and said, you know, your dad is drinking, your son is telling us who has passed. And then the next day, the dad has a heart attack. Literally happened 2 weeks ago, which to me and.
And me.
Yeah.
It was shocking.
Could not believe it. And that poor family had been through so much and then have to bury their dad. I've heard it all. And then you get guests who have been on this show who you really connect with, who are just sweethearts, and then they pass away. And, I think you remember some time ago I heard that happen to one of my guests. And I just had to end the day. I just really grieved me. So.
Yes, I was sorry that happened to you. That was a tough day for you.
Yeah, well, we're all getting older, so unfortunately, that's probably going to happen more and more. You know, one last thing I'll say is, you know, I once had a guy, his name was John, he was from New Zealand, and this was some years ago before you came on and things like that, and he proposed to me, he said, Michael, could I come on and do 6 shows? He says, this is a true story, he said, I have brain cancer. And I'm dying, and I'm going to die soon, and I want to do 6 shows about my life, and I'm wanting to do them so that my wife has something to remember me but me by. And I said, well, of course. And then I got to connect with him. This guy was a lovely guy, just a beautiful soul. And then it was great doing it, but then he passed, and you know, that was really hard. Especially on the family, but I felt a connection too. But I was glad I was able to do that. But yeah, so that was.
Yeah, that's tough. That is a
very,
tough.
That was, yeah. And, you know, so, but I love it because, you know, that's the thing you could look back on later in life. And you know, and I do even now, I think of all these different things that at least, you know, I helped out in, like, that case, you know, giving her, the wife, his wife, some tapes that she could remember him by and always could play back over and over again, so.
And you did the right thing.
Yeah. That
was the right thing.
Always tried to. Well, let's get to the calls here, Bonnie, here, and let's go first to area code 845. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, my name is Jeff, and I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Jeff. And how are you this afternoon? Or it's evening now, actually.
Well, it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I've had better ones. I've had worse ones.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You know, people can be forgetful, but I was trying to get some insight into, you know, what you felt or saw as far as my health, and I guess anything you saw for me in the future or anything like that.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, the first thing I got when you started talking was that there feels like family around you or someone close to you, possibly female, who has caused you a lot of pain and over time and recently, and there is some separation there, but it has hurt you greatly. And so if that happens to be the case, I'm very sorry. I know that that kind of thing is hard on you because you're a sensitive person. And that's what I got first right off the bat. So I don't know that that helps you any, but just know that, you know, it's a painful thing that will eventually become less painful.
Right.
And,
that's actually pretty, I have actually been in a relationship with a lady and there has been some volatility, but that's not where all of my, I guess, pain stems from. I actually, I don't mean to go too far back, but I raised my two children. My wife had left when my children were small. I had raised my two children by myself. And so last year I was kind of empty nesting. And so I don't know if you're picking up on, you know, I don't know which part you're picking up on. I moved to a new area and, tried to, fit in. And, through not really, I guess, any fault of hers, but just her circle of people that she found herself working and socializing ultimately, or having, not socialized, but having to interact with. It's caused a lot of some volatility. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good word for that. And it did cause you quite a bit of pain. You put it away very well. I mean, your pain, you tend to squish it down somewhat. But, yeah, it's been a hard thing for you because it's not what you hoped for, you know?
I repressed very well. Plus, she was diagnosed with cancer. And so in the middle of all this, you know, I've been trying to, navigate and trying to, maintain, the relationship and in my probably own misguided way, try to, do the right things for her. And as far as, because it's, been a lot of, probably, I don't know, 50, 60 plus, doctors, trips, visits to different cities. It's a rare form of cancer. So,
it's taxing.
You're probably picking up on a hurricane, so yeah.
It's taxing, and it's taxing for everyone involved. I understand that. I feel like you're trying to do the right thing as a human being, but it's also really hard on you. And I'm trying to be polite here. Give me a second. In a way, you would sort of like to just walk away from the whole thing, but you can't because of the circumstances. And that's admirable of you, you know? But I feel like this will pass. Like it will resolve itself. I don't know in what kind of way it will resolve itself, but it will resolve itself and you will find yourself again one more time starting there.
I think the plan is she has an excellent prognosis and she's actually got upcoming surgery and then we plan to leave the area. And I think that would be a vast improvement.
Yes.
Plus, we've already begun to make some changes. But you're right.
You're really not in the right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the walking away part, I think, is you're right. We actually both want to walk away because she's in the process of also at the same time trying to leave. It's kind of funny you picked up on that, trying to leave, sell her home and leave the area. So maybe what you're picking up there.
Yeah, you're not in a good location for either of you. It's just not a good area for you for some reason. It maybe holds too many memories for her, or she's just tired of it, whatever it is. the area itself and the people that are there that populate that particular location are not really good for you.
Absolutely.
That's
very insightful, and I concur. And, you know, it's very, yeah.
You should trust your intuition a bit more, because you are right on the money all the time. You just try to pretend like you're not, but you really are. You're really good at knowing. You're good at assessing a situation. You're good at understanding your emotions about the situation. You've had it tough most of your life, so tough is not hard for you. It's kind of normal. And
yeah,
you just pick yourself right on up and realize that better to start again in a different place, because it will be like breathing a breath of fresh air. And
right.
I think that all of these things will resolve if you can just be a tiny bit patient with it.
Right.
And then you'll be able to kind of get back on track where you were before all these things happened.
Okay. We got to go to the next call, but happy birthday to you. Sorry about that. Some people, birthdays can be tough because, as you said, people forget, and that could be hard. Sometimes I wish my birthday just don't come because of that. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Can we get on till tomorrow? Right.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Jeff.
You have a good evening.
And to Jeff and everybody else out there, let me give you the phone number. It probably, you know, a good thing for Jeff and others. Call Bonnie, and she does private readings. Your first reading for 30 minutes, only $19, so everybody can participate. 30-minute private reading for only $19, and here's her phone number. You can call her after the show, set up something longer than we can do on the radio show. It's 540-294-5193, and let's go next then to area code 816, Kansas City. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, my name is Doug.
Did we lose her?
No, she's
Jessica?
There. Jessica.
Yes.
Jessica.
She's there.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah.
Hello.
And what can I do for you this evening, Jessica?
I'm kind of like confused about a situation. Someone I recently dated, things were going really good, and then all of a sudden they just turned bad, and now we're not talking, and I just wanted to know if the situation is going to improve or if it's like a done deal.
It's a done deal. And there's somebody else coming down the pike. In fact, there might be two somebodies. So start looking around, because, you know, don't put all your eggs, as they say, in one basket. I seem to be full of cliches tonight, forgive me, but truthfully, you know, there's always the next person until you find the right person. And when you find the right, you're going to know it. You're going to feel it in every fiber of your being, and everything's going to line up exactly like it's supposed to. So you've got to trust yourself. You've got to trust yourself. And when something doesn't work, let it go, because just holding on to it just is not only very frustrating for you, by the way, it is a way of keeping you from going to the next person. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So just let it go, whatever you have to do. I'm a big person on rituals. I like to write things on a piece of paper and burn them up, you know, outside where the smoke can go up to the sky as a prayer, you might say. So, you know, you might want to try a ritual to help you release this, because that's what's really holding you stuck where you are right at the moment. So, yeah, just look, you're young, you're lovely, and there's, I think, at least two people who have noticed you, okay?
Okay. All right.
You feel
better?
Thank
you so much. I do.
You have to have a little confidence. You are a very lovely person, and you're a lovely young woman. So you just have to have some faith, okay?
It's just a little hard sometimes, you know, when it's just like so much keeps like, it's like a pattern, and it's just like, it's just the same person, you know? So I'm just like, what is wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? Like,
it's not you. It's not you doing anything wrong. You just be yourself. And when the right person finds you and loves you just like you are, that's the person. Because that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with you. You're perfectly fine. You know, you're a fine person, and you just have to be yourself. So you attract the person that will understand your quirkiness and your funny sense of humor and all the, you know, kind of compulsive, obsessive things you might do. But that person is out there. And just remember that sometimes I think, and I shouldn't say this, but I think sometimes it's hard for us to find a quality person. It's getting harder and harder to do that, but you deserve a quality person.
Yeah.
So don't settle, you know? Don't do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, a little faith in you.
Okay.
Good.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate you. And let's go quickly to area code 415, the Bay Area. Can we get your first name?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, this is Anne.
Anne, hi Anne, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And what can we do for you this evening?
I am planning a family, kind of a family reunion trip around the 4th of July. And it just seems complicated. And my flight, I can't find a good flight. I know I'll go, but I just think about making it smoother. Should I go earlier or go later?
You're sort of breaking up here. There you go. So the question is, can you get a flight that fits the schedule for the family reunion?
Yeah, and anything about that trip is around the 4th of July.
Well, one thing I'll say here is if things do not line up properly, maybe it's because you really don't want to go. That's the first thing. But if you really do want to go, there will be a flight. It feels like it's a bit earlier than the reunion party, but it's also a faster leaving than you might want to leave. You know what I mean? You might get there earlier than you want to get there. And it might be a pricey trip because of the time of year it is.
Yeah.
So to find a really good flight, you need to really look now as much as you can so you can book that flight. You need to book it quickly.
Yeah. I know that.
Because it gets harder and harder to book flights the closer you get. You know, but check all of the usual places.
I know.
But I think you will get there and that you will, once you're there and you do your visit, you'll be ready to come back home.
What do you mean?
Well, once you get to the reunion and you visit everyone, then you'll be ready to go back home. So it may not matter if it's shorter on the end where you're coming back. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a new baby in the family. I'm sure I want to go visit, see the new baby. So absolutely, I'll make it happen.
You're so breaking up there.
Okay, Anne. That's all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Anne. Appreciate you. And Bonnie, we appreciate you a ton, and that's going to do it. We're all out of time, so thanks again, Bonnie. And again, the phone number for Bonnie, 540-294-5193. 30-minute private reading, only $19, all on the show page. Can't miss it. Thanks again, Bonnie.
You're welcome, Michael. Have a good night.
All right. Thank you. You too. Okay. Everybody redial as Trish Spiro is coming up now. Automatic writer, psychic medium, taking your calls.